In northern Iraq, Kurdish forces, backed by U.S. planes, battled Iraqi troops near the city of Mosul yesterday and last night. It was the first significant ground fighting between the Kurds and Iraqi troops since the war began. Kurdish commanders say they seized at least one village to bring their forces closer to Mosul. NPR's Ivan Watson has been to the scene of the battle. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
Ivan Watson, tell us what you've seen.
I'm standing next to three Iraqi military trucks that appeared to have been hit by American airstrikes. They are now just twisted piles of smoking metal. Just moments ago, a few Kurdish fighters pulled out two dead Iraqi soldiers who appeared to have been wounded and crawled into the bushes and then died there. This is about a mile into what up until yesterday was Iraqi territory, right past the formerly Iraqi-held village of Khan Eilan. This battle appeared to have taken place, started yesterday afternoon, and it involved Iraqi ground troops as well as Kurdish militia fighters, who are known as Peshmerga, and close American air support. There were a lot of airstrikes in this area over the past several days, and yesterday afternoon and throughout the night, according to villagers I've spoken with. And it appears that the Iraqi forces here were soundly defeated in this region. The Kurdish officers say the Iraqi troops have been pushed back at least 10 miles towards the northwestern Iraqi-held city of Mosul.
And what does that mean militarily?
Well, this appears to be the first ground battle we've seen along this northern front north of Baghdad, along the dividing line between Baghdad-held Iraq and the Kurdish enclave. So far, it's been relatively quiet along here. We've seen constant airstrikes against Iraqi positions, but the Kurds have not directly engaged with the Iraqis. There were some withdrawals of about 10 to 15 miles around the northeastern Iraqi-held city of Kirkuk. But this is the first ground battle we've seen. The Kurds were very excited. They called it a victory, and they were very happy with Americans. They were saying, "We are all Americans today." I think they're really grateful and thankful to the Americans for that close air support that they received over the course of this battle yesterday and throughout the night.
Ivan, I thought that the Americans were trying to discourage the Kurds from taking a lot of active military participation in this region because they don't want the Turks to get upset.
Absolutely. So we're not really sure what triggered this battle. I spoke with a Kurdish officer. He said that the Iraqis were rotating their troops along this front and that somehow there was an exchange of gunfire between the Kurdish forces, who are also lined up along this front line, and the Iraqi forces. So at some point they started fighting. Airstrikes were called in. Villagers say there was a two-hour gun battle literally right outside the doors of their houses. The Americans were clearly supporting the Kurds, so we know whoever initiated the fight, the Americans did assist. I've seen American forces in this area just over the past several hours. Special forces, they're choosing not to speak with journalists. They're keeping a low profile.
What else is going on in the region, Ivan?
There have been reports of heavy shelling coming from the Iraqi side in the northeast of Iraq, or the southwest of what we call Iraqi Kurdistan, against a town called Kifre. There are ongoing airstrikes along the front line and towards the cities of Kirkuk and Mosul, which are both held by the Iraqi forces.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from just outside the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.